We've been hearing about how one Oakland school is dealing with discipline. Now let's head across the bay where things are changing in San Francisco schools. Last month, a group of students from 100% College Prep Club in the Bayview District marched into a San Francisco school board meeting. They were protesting suspensions for willful defiance. That's a vague term that in practice can cover everything from talking back to a teacher to wearing a hat indoors. Disruption or defiance accounted for about a quarter of all suspensions in SFUSD last year, and willful defiance infractions are the cause of more than half of suspensions statewide. A state bill to limit these kinds of suspensions has made it through the legislature, but the governor hasn't signed it yet. Aware of all this, in 2009, San Francisco's school board decided to make a change. It dissolved what was then called Discipline Task Force in favor of a new Restorative Justice and School Climate Task Force. It also made an official district-wide shift to the use of restorative practices. That's a set of principles and techniques that grew out of restorative justice, but is also focused on preventing harm. Now students as young as kindergartners are learning the philosophy and techniques. KALW's Jen Chien visited one elementary school to find out why they're starting so early.
Happy Monday, Harvey Milk. Good morning. Say good morning.
Mornings at Harvey Milk Elementary School in San Francisco's Castro District start with everybody in the yard.
What a beautiful circle.
Teacher Leanne Francis stands in the middle and introduces the theme for November.
Stand up for peace and safety. Does anyone have any thoughts on that? Any beautiful children want to show? Ooh, I see a hand.
My name is Bryce and I'm in room 213. And I think that you should not fight or put hands on other people.
The official name of this school is Harvey Milk Civil Rights Academy. Wow. And as you might imagine, its curriculum puts an emphasis on social justice.
Emily, come on up.
My name is Emily, and my room is 107, Ms. Francis's class. And I think peace and safety means that hands are for hugging, not pushing or shoving.
In addition to the entire school circle in the morning, each class has its own daily community circle. Every classroom has a carpeted area where students and teachers sit on the floor to share their thoughts or feelings. In Marisa Martinez's third grade class, students pass a small stuffed panda around the circle to mark who has the floor. Today, they're talking about people or animals that have passed on.
When I was just a few years old, my cat Clyde, because it almost nothing else died.
The kids listen quietly, giving silent thumbs up when they agree with someone's statement. Sometimes giggles break out, but they actually seem remarkably calm for third graders.
Someone I would like to celebrate is my mom.
Harvey Milk's principal, Tracy Peoples, is visiting the class today. And she also holds the panda as she speaks.
Because she taught me so many things, and I also miss having conversations with her. I used to talk to her every morning on my way to work, so I want to celebrate her today.
Principal Peoples first learned about restorative practices at her previous post, a high school in the district called International Studies Academy.
I was there for 2 years, and we saw changes. There was evidence to show that the referrals went down, the suspension rate went down.
When she came to Harvey Milk 2 years ago, she introduced some of the techniques she had learned. The shift to restorative practices is supposed to be district-wide, and it has been, but the way a particular school implements it can vary. Principal Peoples offered the district-sponsored training to her teachers on a voluntary basis, but there weren't a lot of volunteers at first.
One.
Out of how many?
Out of 11. So, of course, there were a few that were skeptical and didn't believe that it was working. They were stuck in the traditional mode of punishment, punishment, punishment.
Things like losing recess, sitting alone in the corner, or getting sent to the principal's office.
That's not what our students need. That's not even like human. Really and truly, it's not because a child wakes up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm just going to be bad today. I'm just going to act really bad and I'm going to upset my teacher. It's something underneath that.
Principal Peoples says it's not that kids don't have consequences for their actions.
Well, the difference is there's a logical consequence. So if a kid is throwing paper, right, we're not going to sit him on a bench. He's going to pick up paper. That's logical, right? And then he's going to hear conversations around why throwing papers on the floor or throwing papers around is something that's not appropriate and how it's impacting everyone else in that environment, in that classroom.
So here's an example. An incident in Kelly Clark's fifth grade class today leads to a moment of reflection on how one's actions affect others. The class gathers in a circle and Miss Clark speaks.
I try to tell you all to be mindful of what you put out there at group level, because people, sometimes when we're nervous, we laugh because of nervousness. And you're not trying to hurt them, but that's how you experience it. Who knows exactly what I'm talking about from today?
Most of the kids raise their hands. Then Miss Clark takes them through a quick breathing exercise.
Let's just take a deep breath and hold it till I count to five and then release. One, two, three.
Punishing is not an effective response to changing behaviors.
Carrie Berkowitz is the district's program administrator for restorative practices. She says she gets pushback from teachers who feel it's too soft of an approach to behavior issues, that kids need more discipline.
I feel like we almost need to reclaim that word, discipline, like to move it more towards learning about one's actions. And I think what we do is we associate the word discipline with punitive.
She points out that traditional kinds of discipline have not actually worked in terms of keeping all kids in class and learning. High rates of suspensions have long been a concern of the district, and they're disproportionate for African American, Latino, and Pacific Islander students.
The research very clearly shows how our implicit biases and stereotypes impact how we relate to one another and to our students.
So at Harvey Milk, teachers sometimes have what they call courageous conversations, where they try to lay bare their feelings. It could be a time that another adult offended them, or a time they had a conflict with a student of another race, class, or culture. Berkowitz says they're trying to create an atmosphere where everyone can feel safe.
In order for me to feel comfortable to own up to my own stereotypes and biases, I'm going to really need to trust who I'm in this room with.
How those trusting relationships get built looks different at different schools. There are formal practices like community circles or victim-offender dialogues. Sometimes it means a teacher sharing more about themselves than they might normally feel comfortable with. Fourth and fifth grade teacher Marjorie Pollock starts a discussion about emotions by sharing a story of her own.
My husband was being really grumpy. And it was hard because I started getting mad about his grumpiness. So I started to fight with him. Hey!
Then she says, it turns out her husband was grumpy because he wasn't feeling well.
Have you ever felt that? Mm-hmm. Up, middle, down? Have you ever been with somebody, maybe even an adult, who's in that place like my husband was? So I took a big deep breath.
Carrie Berkowitz, the district's program administrator, says she knows there are critics who think this kind of thing is too touchy-feely or is maybe overstepping the boundaries of what a school should be responsible for. But she says the district believes restorative practices is actually directly related to learning.
If students are not feeling safe in their classrooms, if they're not feeling like the teacher likes them or cares about them, if they're not feeling a sense of belonging and feeling like they have a voice and can be heard in their classroom, it's going to be so much more challenging for them to learn.
It feels good to let everybody know what I'm feeling like and all, so yeah, it just feels good.
Brown Burmeister is a second grader at Harvey Milk.
They listen. They're like treating me nice and when they like listen.
This is where it needs to happen.
Again, Principal Tracy Peoples.
Because they grow up knowing and having the principles and living the principles. And so therefore, once they're in high school, the other pressures that they are dealing with, that high school students are dealing with, they have a different approach. They have strategies already in dealing with it.
And the hope is, with restorative practices being used throughout the district, that the system is there for its students, from kindergarten all the way to graduation. At Harvey Milk Civil Rights Academy in San Francisco, I'm Jen Sheehan for Cross Currents.